Hi, and welcome to Sport and Road, the weekly motorsport show with thanks to Central Tyre Service. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to and keep up to date with all things happening on the courses both locally and around the globe. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by John Painter and Craig Stott. It's on 1FM Shepparton Radio, so let's have a listen to see what's happening in the world of motorsport this week.
Good morning, folks. Saturday morning sport continues here at Live and Local 1FM. It's time for motorsport. Our little program's called Sport and Road. I'm Johnny Painter. Beside me
is Craig Stott. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad for a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah. Weather's been getting better.
It is getting better, but I think we had people in to do the air conditioning in the station.
Yeah, it's been
and
fantastic.
They've done something to the air conditioners, hit them with a magic stick, and they're working
they
brilliantly.
They certainly are.
I'll have to bring a jumper in when I come back Saturday night to do my show.
Tonight, yeah, exactly. For sure. Although you can wind it up and make it warm.
I could do, yeah.
You've only got to change the switch from cool to warm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But anyway, they've done fantastic for that.
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
And how was your week?
It's been very quiet. We've eaten out just about every night this week or the afternoon. It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, I know of Tuesday.
Yeah, last night was toasted sandwiches at home. That was it, yes. No, we had lunch with friends on Monday and then we had our meeting on Tuesday night. We went up to Wanyu on Wednesday night for the fish and chip night. And then while we were there, we're talking to everybody and our die hunter was going to be up there pulling beers. So we thought, we've got to have a look at this. Yeah. So we went up again for schnitzel night last night. Thursday night.
Yeah,
gee, it was good. Absolutely fantastic. So she was toasted sandwiches last night. And
you might have to take a pillow up there as well.
Oh, no. I've had enough of that. Trish is looking after us extremely well. Really, really good meals up there. We've enjoyed ourselves. It was fun.
That's the main thing, yeah.
Yeah, and was able to stir die up, which is good.
Any good stir to die is a good one.
Absolutely.
The queen of the radio.
And the queen of the tractors now.
Yes. I don't know whether she really knows which end of the tractor is which, but the voice is sounding real good.
It really does, yeah. She puts a lot into it. It's really fantastic.
Oh, she certainly does. Queen of the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been busy. I've finished the tiling now.
Good.
The bungalow. Finally laid the last of the tiles. I'll grout the toilet tomorrow.
Yep.
Or Sunday. And the carpet goes in on the 11th. So it's nearly ready.
Busy times up there, mate.
Oh, yeah, then we're going to have the Clipsal. Well, we call it the Clipsal, but it's a Sydney Motorsport Park.
Yep.
Would you believe that's for supercars?
That's the one. It's not far away.
No, in only a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got some word on tyres for that one very shortly, too. Found out.
Yes.
Going to be some interesting. And they've been soft tyre.
That's correct, yeah. Only made maximum about 40 laps.
Good for about, and going off after 14.
14, yes.
Yeah, that'll give somebody a hell of a boost and then it'll fall off,
And if anyone's listening, unfortunately, you can't buy those super soft tyres at Goodyear Auto Care.
No, you can't, much as you'd like to. They can get you some good tyres, though.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, they can. Any sort of tyre, all Goodyear, Dunlop, any brand of tyre, they'll get it in for you if that's what you prefer, Pirellis or whatever.
Yeah.
But they'll do any sort of tyre that you want, service any vehicle, wheel alignment.
And I reckon if you were a drag racer, they could probably get some special drag racing slicks in for you.
Ones they can, but unfortunately the supercar ones, they're barcoded and they've got to go back.
Mm.
But if you want to see one, come around to my place and I'll show you one that's only done three laps.
You got one that didn't go back, yeah.
Still with barcode. And
but we won't tell anybody.
No.
Please don't tell anybody. Craig's got a tyre like that yet.
Yeah. And it's fitted on a Brock rim too.
Oh, even better.
So that's been offered a lot of money just for the rim, but I'm not selling anything of that.
Nope.
No, nothing to do with PB.
Yeah. No, our Goodyear Auto Care people are absolutely fantastic too. The amount of people popping up with one eye again is starting.
Yes, I saw that. I went down to Melbourne on Friday and early in the morning.
Yeah.
One tail light.
Yep.
And some of them's only the centre tail light.
That's right. But the brake lights are out the whole lot, yeah.
That's it. It's quite scary.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Those centre brake lights, people don't worry about them. It used to annoy me when they started putting those ones inside the windows and the
The car
yards will put the sticker straight over the eye level brake light because that's where they always put them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I actually peel them off the car. I won't have them on them.
No.
Buy a car from somebody. I'm not advertising your problem. You cost me a lot of money to get the car.
I know a lot of people have bought these Hiluxes, and when they come to pick up the Hilux on the tailgate, it's sprawled right across. Mm. Says Toyota, and just take that off.
Yep.
It comes with the vehicle. I'm not wanting it. I'm not buying the car unless that's off.
That's right.
And they're over $700, those decals.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But they've got enough badges on to say it's Toyota or Hilux or whatever, sure. Or exactly Nissan, right. Or whatever vehicle it may be.
Certainly don't need the dealer one. They're not going to do anything for you. They're not going to make the servicing any cheaper. So
no, I don't mind the ones around the number plate. That's
okay. Yeah, yeah.
But no, Central Tyres will look after all that. They'll set you straight and narrow. If you're not quite sure, just go in and ask them. It's only or even ring them.
Yep.
Doesn't take much and puts you in the right step where you know what to do and what is law. And
That
makes life a lot easier.
For sure. Even if you just go in and get your tyres checked, they'll use the little depth gauge to check your tyres.
That's correct, yep.
And if you want to do it yourself, it's the edge of the credit card. Is about the right amount. Put the edge of the credit card in, and if you can still see the white bit around the edge, it's
got enough tread on it.
Mm.
But if you also look at your tyre in the middle of the tread, they call ladder bars.
That's right.
And once they're flush with the tread, it's time to get rid of them.
Your depth indicators are worn down to the same level as the tread. Bye-bye.
That's correct. Mm. So,
and if Mr. Plod pulls you up for a check and he finds those, he's going to say, oh, your tyres are naughty.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I saw on... highway patrol cops the other day on TV, they pulled over this red ute, four guys in it, big subwoofer in there, so the ones in the back didn't have seat belts on, so they all got fined.
Yep.
Three of the four tyres were steel belts hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it done shortly, I just haven't got enough money.
You've got enough money for a huge subwoofer in the back.
That's correct.
Mm. Yeah, it's just, people are crazy. Absolutely. Yeah,
but that's Central Tyres or Goodyear. At Welshford Street, go in to see him. Do yourself a favour, like Molly would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, talk to Rod and the crew, and they will certainly look after you, for sure. Our other wonderful sponsors is the Shepparton Motorcycle Group here in Shepparton. There's two outlets. We've got the one in Purcell Street, which was and still called AJ's, of course.
And then
Benalla Road.
And the other one on Benalla Road, Hansel Honda.
Which was the Honda dealer.
I was next door to that on Friday.
Oh, at the picking your tiles up?
No, tiles done. It's the carpet. Order, making sure he can fit it in. They said at the end of March. What?
Yeah, hang on.
No, they paid for it in the beginning of October.
Yeah.
But no, they were happy with that and
good.
Snuck it in, so that's all good. Yeah,
they're the ones that laid the carpet through our place too, and they did a great job. Oh. Fantastic. Really was absolutely fantastic. So
Hansel Honda with all the Honda equipment.
Yeah, power equipment. Yeah, the whippersnippers and...
generators.
Jennies, all those sort of things. Mowers.
Even motorbikes.
They'll find any of the farm bikes for you, and if you want one of the Honda road bikes, and there's a few of those about... they can get those in for you as well. No problems, and Juddy will look after you there, no worries.
Well, I should have called in, I just didn't think of it. I was more interested in me flooring and running around.
Yeah, no worries.
But no, they're fat, they look, that many cars around, so they must have been busy anyway.
Absolutely, flat out.
And it wasn't 5 o'clock, so it'd be work time, so they'll be
definitely
toiling away.
Yeah, the AJ site is the home of KTM and also the Can-Am four-wheelers and three-wheelers and the Spiders and all those sort of things, they're the ones to go and see for that and go and have your bike serviced. And I know, even though they're no longer a Triumph dealer, they'll still service the Triumphs for you because my Tiger's just about due and I'm going to have to go and spend some dollars there and have its 10,000K service done.
Oh, okay.
It's been a bit slow getting to that one. I think my first Tiger, I had the 10,000K in about 3 months, but it's...
So these Spiders, you still need a motorbike licence for them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that solves me for riding it on the road.
Absolutely.
Unless I borrow John Painter's one and swap the heads on the license.
Well,
where do you live? Same place as John.
Yeah, that worries it all. What's your name? Ken. Ken, what's your surname? And he looked up and said, Tucky. Because that was the name on the shop over the road. It's Ken Tucky. Yeah, precisely. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Now, there's a possibility, mate, that the V8s could return to Adelaide.
Shouldn't have been taken away in the first place.
Totally agree. Yeah, exactly. It was one of the best meetings, I reckon.
It was the best meeting. That and Darwin were the best meetings.
Yeah.
But we used to stay at the Royal Adelaide Hospital. It was $40 a night for the family room.
Oh, great stuff.
And you can, in the gutter, and swim to the racetrack. It was that close.
For sure. No worries at all.
So, yeah, possible 2022 return for Adelaide.
We've got news from supercars.com, and
we've pinched
the information from one of the writers, a guy named James Pavey. So, great stuff.
Yeah, a pledge has been made to revive the Adelaide 500 as soon as, are you sitting down, December. Then there's a catch. Should Labor win the South Australian state election?
Yeah.
The Adelaide 500, long the supercar season opening event, was last held in early 2020. At an event on Sunday, South Australia Labor leader Peter McAleenix, or something like that,
Malinowskis, I reckon.
Malinowskis. Or yes. Peter, anyway.
Yeah, Peter Alphabet, yeah.
Pledged the event will return in December should Labor win the election. Peter revealed the Adelaide 500 would end the 2022 Repco Supercar Championship at the weekend of December 1 and 4.
Now, South Australian-born drivers Nick Percat, Todd Hazelwood and Scott Pye joined Malinowskis and fans at that event. It comes after Malinowskis signed in a memorandum of understanding with Supercars in late 2020, so that's 2 years ago, to bring the event back to Adelaide. When Stephen Marshall axed the Adelaide 500, I pledged Labor would bring it back if elected, he said. And today, today's announcement showed that pledge will be delivered this year.
If Labor wins next month's state election, we will see supercars returning to the streets of Adelaide before the end of the year.
Yeah.
The return of the Adelaide 500 would deliver a much-needed boost to CBD, hotels, cafes, restaurants, the Oyster Bar, bars, and the city economy more broadly. It was good in the early part because they had the Fringe Festival there too.
Yeah,
so,
that's right, yeah. Yeah,
the return of the Adelaide 500 is a key plank of my plan for the future of major events in South Australia.
The first Adelaide 500 was held back in 1999, with the city first hosting the Australian Grand Prix in 1985. The Adelaide 500 was inducted into the Supercars Hall of Fame in 2005, and it remains the only event to have been inducted into the Supercars Hall of Fame. We've made no secret that we'd love to be back racing on the streets of Adelaide, said Supercars CEO Shane Howard. The Adelaide 500 has played such an important part in making Supercars what it is today. We're excited about bringing the event back for our fans.
Adelaide-born driver and 2016 Adelaide 500 winner Nick Percat echoed Howard's statement. This event is the reason so many of us began racing. There is simply nothing like the Adelaide 500, the Walkinshaw Andretti United recruit said. Everyone is passionate about the event and wants it back on the calendar. They also had massive big bands there. We did Kiss there, INXS there, Ice House.
Yeah.
Bad Company, there was fantastic bands there. So there was entertainment all day and all night, which is fantastic.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of businesses crueled things with prices, though, over
the
years, didn't they?
Yes. The hospitality, when I first started in 99, was not too bad, with Shell on top.
Yep.
And Supercars sort of took over eventually, IMG before International Money Grabbers. But it's still good there.
Yeah, exactly.
You can walk around everywhere. There's set areas for families, kids.
Yeah, that's great. Great atmosphere around there.
Yeah. Anyway, new Premier squad granted test day extension. I don't know whether I should be done, but anyway. The team formerly known as Team Sydney will test its two Commodores on February 23rd at Queensland Raceway. The new team's first running came a week after fellow Queensland-based teams took to the Ipswich venue for pre-season testing.
Yeah, Premier Racing, which was only bought from Sydney last month, has been given an extra week to prepare. Red Bull, Ampol Racing, Shell V Power Racing and Matt Stone Racing tested at Ipswich back on February the 16th.
Victorian main game teams will test at Winton Motor Raceway on February 22. The Gen 3 prototypes will be tested at Winton on February 22 and 23, with a second day also featuring Super 2 testing.
Well, it'd be interesting to go and sit on the outside of the fence and watch, wouldn't it?
We could do that.
Except that I'm on the air. You can get over there from Tuesday. No worries at all.
No, I'm straight after I finish.
Straight from me, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a straight line. We'll do a link up.
That'd be fun. Yeah, we could record things for next week. Yeah, not to worry. Those Gen 3 prototypes, that'd be interesting to hear them going around because you've got the quad cam Ford V8 and also the LS-based Chev motor. Premier Racing's now owned by drag racing veteran Peter Zibaris and will enter 2020 with a new lineup and new look. Chris Pither has replaced Fabian Coulthard with Gary Jacobson staying on.
That's our bus driver.
That's the one. Team has also vowed to replace the fluorescent yellow car scheme with new liveries to adorn both cars. Zebras previously confirmed Premier Racing will be based out of Queensland.
The team will continue to run two ZB Commodores before the Gen 3 rule set arrives in 2023. Zebras recently sent the cars to 888 Race Engineering to undergo significant work. We discussed it as a team, and due to all the work that is needed to be done to the cars, we wanted to give the crew the best opportunity to have everything up to date and completed properly for our end, Zebra said of his team's new test date. Wednesday the 23rd is a better option for the team, especially regarding the assistance we will receive from our technical support partnership with 888.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Certainly is. This will allow some of the senior staff to oversee our first day in the car. Supercars have been fantastic. Setting up a team in 6 weeks has been an enormous task. Supercars has helped us out along the way, allowing us to test a week later outside of the other Queensland teams. Premier Racing will make its racing debut at Sydney Motorsport Park in March.
And that's
the
only
first
about
weekend.
3-4 weeks away. It's not far off.
Four, five, six.
Yep. Now, time for a quick sponsor break, and we'll come back and we'll let you know how these new tyres are going to spice up the Sydney opener. So we'll be back in a moment.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit ShepartonMPE.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter.
And Trevor Franklin from Sport and Road. Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299-413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
They're fantastic sponsors. I've got to go in there because when the bungalow's finished, my next project Karen wants is a four-poster bed.
Oh.
Out of timbers that, you know, close enough to a foot square, big posts and that. Yep. So I'll start there. Knock on the door and see what they've got.
Yeah, definitely.
So no rest for the wicket.
You're not wrong.
So if I'm out working, I won't be home using the bed either. Poor Craig.
Yep, definitely.
Anyway, how will the new tyres spice up Sydney's season opener? Do you know how?
Well, even an even softer, super soft tyre will contribute to an enhanced racing spectacle in Sydney, says Cam Waters. Dunlop has developed a softer version of its super soft compound tyre. So it's a super soft, soft tyre. And that'll be used at a number of events during 2022. It'll make its racing debut at the season opening Beau Repair Sydney Super Night. The new tyre was recently tested to rave reviews with the Gen 3 prototypes. It's expected to last only 60 kilometres at the high degradation Sydney Motorsport Park, but it could drop off after just 14 laps.
Oh, yeah, that's not different, isn't it? 14 laps and you get a flat tyre.
Yeah.
No tread.
Yeah. The change to the Super Sops with 12 laps to go.
Well, critically... As was the case in the final Sydney round of 2021, drivers will have just one super soft per race.
I thought they'd need four.
Yeah.
One for each corner.
I think there was a set of four, but one,
I think that
one
could
particular
be that's just the way it reads, yeah.
You could put two on the rear, then put two on the rear again. I wonder. Mm. That might be against the rule book. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah.
This year's Sydney races will be 300 kilometres or 77 laps in length.
Yeah.
Given drivers will battle fatigue, how and when they use the soft will be crucial to their result. Having the ability to put the super soft on in the race will definitely spice it up, Tickford Racing driver Cam Waters told Supercars. You saw last year how much faster the guys on the tyre were. The racing was awesome. But there's also a chance that a safety car could come out and it could either kill or make your race.
Yeah. Waters knows better than most than how effective the super soft can be. He was in the box seat in race 29 last November after an inspired stint on the softer rubber pushed him to the front. It only took a superhuman effort by Shane Van Gisbergen.
What was that?
Superhuman.
Oh, he is human. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. From Shane Van Gisbergen to deny Waters an unlikely victory during those closing laps. Yeah, exactly.
Having witnessed the efficiency of the strong super soft strategy, Waters acknowledged that the Beau Repairs Sydney Super Night will provide a dramatic spectacle to open the new season. SMSP, or Eastern Creek.
Eastern Creek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being high deg already, and with an even softer super soft, it won't last very long, he says. How will you make it work? And when you use it will be pretty important to your result. It's going to throw a real spanner in the works during the first round of the year. It'll be great entertainment value, no doubt.
No doubt at all. Excuse me. And another first for this particular opening round is that opener in Sydney will have the first female supercar clerk of course. Now, that's absolutely great.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Her name's Kay Callender, and she's become the latest woman in Australian motorsports to make history after being appointed as the clerk of course for the Beau Repairs Sydney Super Night. In claiming one of the top jobs for March's event at SMPS, Callender becomes the first ever woman to be a clerk of course at a Repco Supercars Championship round. That doesn't mean ladies haven't been clerk of courses at other meetings, but this is the first for supercars. Now, this feat comes after long-serving official Danielle Main, who was appointed to be clerk at the Perth Super Night last September. Now, she was appointed, but then the event was cancelled due to COVID-related border restrictions. Kate Callender enters the role with an array of experiences in motorsports, having been a volunteer official for nearly 30 years.
To be considered for the role is pretty special. It's a fantastic opportunity, Callender told Supercars. To be appreciated and valued and to be given this role is amazing. The community I have around me is wonderful and I've had some sensational mentors over the years. The appointment marks another significant milestone for officials, following 9 women featuring in leadership roles at the Townsville doubleheader last August, with hard-working officials at the volunteer pit lane party. Well, they do have a party afterwards.
Yeah. Since starting as a flag marshal in her first race meeting back in 93, Callender has gone on to volunteer at hundreds of events, progressing through the ranks and building on her experience. Her rise in the motorsports community saw her move to race control. Notably, Callender was chief communications officer at the Australian Grand Prix. She was selected for the Motorsport Australia's 2022 Development Program for the race director role. And now, 29 years after her very first event, the Sydney Tyesider will take on her biggest assignment to date.
I've learned so much from doing different roles along the way and learned from so many mentors. That is now gives me the confidence to take this opportunity, Callender continued. I'm grateful to Supercars and Motorsport Australia for the support and encouragement of my values, commitment and capabilities. I have an enormous team that's going to be around me and many sensational volunteers that I'll be working with. It's going to be great. Hey, if you're interested in being a marshal or a volunteer at a supercar event, please visit supercars.com/event-race-officials/apply-now/.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely great stuff. Did you know that there are 6 unresolved matters ahead of this 2022 season?
Well, there's only four weeks remaining until the 2022.
They want to get the fingers out, don't they?
Yeah, roars into life at Sydney Motorsport Park.
Yeah.
It was a silly season to remember, which is with so much up and down pit lane, the 2022 grid is set of the 25 cars. Well, I don't know why they didn't do 26, but anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
15 of them feature the same driver versus 2021. Only the Shell V Power Racing Team, Team 18, Erebus Motorsport and Blanchard Racing Team will be heading into 2022 unchanged.
Still, there is much to confirm, not only for the season but for 2023 and the introduction of the Gen 3 rule set. The balance of the grid has yet to lock in its full suite of drivers for October's Repco Bathurst 1000. Some teams haven't even made their public their engineering lineups. Now, here are the 6 headline topics regarding unresolved matters heading into the Beau Repairs Sydney Super Nights.
Where to next for Coulthard? For the first time in over a decade, Fabian Coulthard won't be on the grid in a full-time capacity. Coulthard made way for Chris Pither at the newly renamed Premier Racing, which will be skippered by drag racing veteran Peter Zibaris. It has already been confirmed that Coulthard will make a one-off TCR appearance, but whether he makes a supercar return as a co-driver remains to be seen. Obviously, I'd love to be in the championship of 2023, Coulthard told Supercars. This year will be quieter than expected, but I'd like to be racing when and where I can. Any next move I want to do will be the best thing for my career and family. The focus and foremost is giving myself the best chance I can win at Bathurst. Regardless, Coulthard will play a major role in the co-driver market, with drivers making no secret they'll love him in the corner for the October Greatest Race.
Right. Now, will Wincup be on the Great Race grid? Jamie Wincup will head up the Triple Eight 2022 team as principal and managing director, having retired from full-time racing last year. The latest Supercars Hall of Famer has previously said he will be a co-driver this year. In what capacity or at all, it still hasn't been confirmed. The four-time Great Race winner's made his Bathurst debut in 2002 and is eyeing off a 17th straight Bathurst start for Triple Eight. Will he partner Shane Van Gisbergen or recruit Brock Feeney? Will he share a Triple Eight wildcard with Craig Lowndes? Whatever the decision, it'll be on Wincup's terms as he first aims to grasp his new workload.
The co-driver market. Coulthard and Wincup make up just two names of what will be a busy co-driver market. Dale Wood and Michael Caruso are in two-year enduro deals with Brad Jones Racing and Team 18 respectively. Outside of that, only Grove Racing has flagged its co-drivers lineup for Matt Payne and Matt Campbell to drive the team's two Fords. Juggling Lee Holdsworth's performance at Mount Panorama, it's crucial teams sign the best co-driver they can.
That's an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah. From there it becomes a discussion who's up for grabs and who's available. That would include, would you believe, Scotty McLaughlin, whose IndyCar season finishes 4 weeks before Bathurst. So, yeah, we're running out of time.
We certainly are. I'll tell you what, we've got a few more of these to do. I reckon we might hold these over till next week,
mate.
We
will. I'll hold these.
We've got the co-driver market sorted out. Next week, we will have to have a look at the manufacturer allegiance for Gen 3 and then...
Race engineers.
Who are their race engineers? We will find out. So, from Johnny Painter, it's going to say bye-bye for now, folks. It's been great being here, as always, and certainly enjoy bringing the program to you. So, please be safe. Please have a walk around your car. Make sure all the lights are working and get them fixed if they're not. I'll say bye-bye from now and from Craig.
And it's goodbye from me. Have a safe weekend, everyone. Listen to me on Saturday night if you want to. 58313131 for requests.
Yeah,
thank
Craig.
You and have a good weekend.
Craig will be back tonight, so look out, folks, and it'll be an absolutely great show. So from Sport and Road, it's bye-bye. We will be back next week.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres. Now Goodyear Auto Care can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58219555.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.